Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show and week 46 of a Year of Self-Love Journal Book Club. This week's affirmation is, I have the strength and courage to face any challenge, even when I feel afraid. And this is one that, as I was thinking about it, you know, it invites you to think about a time where you felt brave. And like, how did you summon your courage and what did you learn from that? And for me, the immediate thing that came to my mind was when I traveled solo when I was younger. It was a time where I felt so brave. I was in a foreign country. I was in Dakar, Senegal. I traveled by myself to get there and then ended up doing some travel to Mali and Burkina Faso, also solo, not planned. And my French was not great. So traveled around Francophone West Africa and I remember being in Djené, Mali, and in the escarpments, like the historical place where pygmy people used to live. And like, there are still people who live up in the escarpments. And I felt so brave. And I honestly don't know how I got the courage, but I know what I learned. And so this is actually something that sticks with me because I was tearful, crying, scared. That fear was there. And I don't know that I necessarily found the courage. I just did it. I was like, we're going to do this and be scared. I don't have to wait to feel confident and courageous to do this. I want to do this. I'm scared to do this. I'm going to do this. And what I learned is that I can do things and be scared, that the fear doesn't have to keep me from doing things, that the fear can sometimes delay me, make me question myself, but that doesn't mean that I can't do it, and that doesn't mean that I don't step through it. So I invite you to really think about, you know, a time that you felt brave and reflect on it. Think about all the details. I can think about like what it felt like to get on the plane, what it felt like to go from the plane to the place where I was staying. Like, I think about those transitions, going on an 11-hour bus ride when the bus was overheating and stopping on the side of the road. Like, those moments, I remember how I felt. And it wasn't that I felt courageous all the time. It was just that I knew I could do hard things. And so that's something that I learned from that experience. So I invite you to think about the times where you felt brave. Think about all the details. Maybe journal about it. And if you haven't been writing like journal writing, maybe you do an audio journal just to like swim in the details of that moment where you felt brave. And then think about how you summoned your courage or what you learned from it. And then present day, think about, is there a task or a person or an issue or a thing that you're avoiding? And how could you encourage yourself or use the lessons from that time where you found or summoned your courage and you were brave to think about how you would navigate what's happening today, what's happening now? And this might be something that takes some time for you to notice, like, What am I avoiding? Because sometimes when we're avoiding things, we actually don't see it because we're avoiding it. Like, what? That doesn't matter because I'm not trying to see that. I'm not trying to think about that. But this question can push you to like notice, oh yeah, like in my head, I want to have the conversation with this person, but that hasn't happened. And maybe it hasn't happened because I haven't walked on their part of the floor because I don't really want to sue them, right? Like maybe you start to notice things, people, issues you've been avoiding. And how can you reflect on the times where you've been brave and the lessons that you've learned? Some of the exercises this week also invite us to visualize. So if you've never done a visualization exercise, it really invites you to like see in your head and be in your head with a visual. And so some people will visualize like being in a place that they love. Like you could visualize being on the beach, or you could visualize being somewhere in nature that's like lush and green, like a tropical rainforest. This one asks you to visualize what might feel like a huge issue, something that represents that. So you could actually practice with anything, or you could think about something that that encapsulates what your issue is. So if it's a person, you could think about that person being huge and then visualize them getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And it's not to like condescend them or like say that they are small, but to practice in your head, not letting them loom so large. Or if like you're scared to have whatever conversation because this person's going to be yelling at you, right? Can you envision them like as a huge bobblehead or talking head just yelling, and then they get smaller and smaller and smaller, and which would also mean that their yelling gets quieter and quieter and quieter and more faint, kind of like on Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And so how can you use visualization to play with whatever it is that you're avoiding? And then the last exercise invites you to think about your own self as a superhero. And that's like the exact opposite. If you're feeling like you're not courageous and you're avoiding this thing, how can you feel like you are the opposite, like a superhero able to do all things? And this invites you to think about like, what would your superhero name be? What would your costume be? You know, what would your powers be? And so this is a fun exercise to think about like how you can embody and really take on, embody the superpowers that might help you feel fearless. And what I learned is that we can do hard things. And so we can do things and be scared. So even as I might put on that superhero cape, right, it's probably likely that Superman feels scared sometimes. If you've watched the latest series, right? Like he has a family now and he and Lois have kids, have twin boys. And so he's Superman and he's also mortal. And so he feels that fear for and love for his family. And so it doesn't have to be either or. We don't have to be all strength or all weakness. We can figure out how to summon our courage and we can do things and be scared. So let me know how this week's going for you. We're getting to the end of the year, y'all. Like as I was like week 46, that means we have less than 10 to get to the end of the year. And so if you're like me, I was looking back and being like, where did the time go? This year was kind of like long days, short weeks, in the sense that sometimes it felt like forever. And now I look up and I'm like, okay, all right, we're getting through this year. So feel free to share with me your reflections about how this year's been going, your journey of self-love. And if you want to chat with me about that on the show, reach out at stories@raisingequity.org. And you can find me, Dr. Kira, across all socials. I'll see you next time on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.